Hello everyone. I'm Sathy, your learning companion, and today we're going to dive into something truly amazing, the cell, the very unit of life. You know, when you look at anything alive, from the tiniest ant to the biggest elephant, it's all made up of these incredibly small compartments. These are cells, and they're like little self-contained factories that can do everything needed to be alive, eat, breathe, grow, and even make more of themselves. It's really at this level, the cell, that we see the true definition of life. Now, how did we even discover these tiny wonders? Well, it all started back in 1665 when a fellow named Robert Hooke looked at a piece of cork under a really basic microscope. He saw these little compartments and called them cells. Then, a bit later, in 1674, Anton van Leeuwenhoek, using his own super-powered microscopes, actually saw living things moving around in water, tiny creatures he called animalcules, which we now know are things like bacteria. These discoveries paved the way for what we call the cell theory. It's like the three main rules that explain how cells work. First, all living things are made of one or more cells. Second, the cell is the fundamental building block for both the structure and the functions of all living things. And third, and this is really important, new cells always come from pre-existing cells. This idea was added by Rudolf Virchow in 1855. And guess what? This theory holds true for every single living thing we know of, no exceptions. So, what does a typical cell look like inside? Well, there are three main regions. There's the plasma membrane, which is like the cell's outer skin, controlling what goes in and out. Then you have the cytoplasm, which is this jelly-like substance filling the cell, packed with all sorts of tiny structures called organelles. And finally, there's the nucleus, which is like the cell's control center, holding all the important information. Though, not all cells have a nucleus, like the really simple ones. Each of these organelles has a specific job. The cell membrane, for instance, is crucial for letting the cell take in nutrients and get rid of waste, and it also helps maintain the cell shape. Some cells, like those in plants and fungi, also have a cell wall outside the membrane, which acts like a protective shield and helps keep the cell firm. Isn't it fascinating how these tiny structures are the foundation of everything alive? We've only just scratched the surface. What do you think is the most surprising thing you've learned about cells so far?